Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA, updating their 75% plan in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat-out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane, telling us in Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting that they've got the third quarter data now, all of it in, and that includes for the producer side. Cash cattle trade continued to increase because of efforts of cattle producers, but the packer side of the equation, the packer silo, shows less than satisfactory results from that end of the cattle business.
Well, what we've seen is a pretty substantial increase in cash trade. The feeders, our producers, our members have shown up. They have marketed more cattle negotiated. They've done it sometimes at a loss. They've done it in weeks where they probably would have rather held cattle back, right? But they've done it because they know that getting these cash numbers up is really important. The packers have continued executing their business models. The packer participation silo was set up to assess the number of the big four packers playing ball in each region in any given week, buying, you know, some cattle and contributing to that competition that everybody's looking for. That clearly, from our data, did not happen in the third quarter. Our president, Jerry Bone, sent a letter out to NCBA membership yesterday informing them that we did trip triggers. So we are going to go back to the membership now and figure out where we go from here on this effort. The way our policy is written, the triggers being tripped doesn't mean we immediately endorse a concept. It means, like everywhere else with NCBA, we go back to our grassroots policy process. That means the states are going to get together, they're going to talk, and as we head towards our convention in Houston in February, we're going to be having a pretty robust conversation about, okay, where do we go from here? What have we learned from three quarters of data coming out of this voluntary framework? We've learned that producers can certainly market more cattle negotiated, but that they give up some leverage to do that. And a lot of this conversation has been about how we get more leverage, not give some up. Right. So how do we avoid unintended consequences? How do we avoid breaking into jail and creating a situation where we end up empowering the packers more so than they already are, just when we see some of the slack getting taken out of the rope, seeing that market head in a better direction? We don't want to impede that progress. So we're going to have a pretty robust conversation, I would imagine, over the next few months.
And of course, that's in the middle of finally some leverage coming back to the feedlots.
That's exactly right. And then, we haven't seen that. We've been waiting for it. You know, we've been kind of, on pins and needles for more than a year now, with analysts continuing to tell us any day now it's coming. We seem to finally be getting some of that momentum. We seem to finally see some of that leverage coming back. The Packers were short bought last week. We saw that action in the market. We're hopeful that will continue. There's a lot of kind of bold predictions about where the numbers go in the next couple of years. I guess we'll have to wait and see how that goes. We've had an endless series of headwinds, right? It seems like there's no end to the weird stuff that keeps happening in our market. Fires and hacking and labor shortages and COVID and it's just never ending. We seem to have a clear running path now to kind of get this cycle moving and get on to the next chapter of this cattle cycle. So we'll have to continue to see what happens. But it will be interesting to see that happening at the same time as this conversation, because I think a lot of our state affiliates came into this, especially the cow-calf states, without a lot of real working knowledge of this end of the business, right? A lot of our producers had to get smart fast on the fat cattle trade and what some of those things mean downstream for the feeder calf sector and on into the cow calf producers, and they've learned a lot in the last 2 years. And I think we've seen some of those state cattlemen's associations boards evolve in their thinking about this, either hardening their position in favor of a mandate or saying, man, we like a lot of this stuff, but we don't like a mandate. So that's going to be interesting to see, now that everyone's done a couple years worth of homework, where that leaves our membership and our affiliates around the country on these different proposals.
Director for Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.